We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Nadia Kazmi. Is that the correct pronunciation?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, great. Now, Nadia, you're a Canadian musician, an independent musician?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you are located in Calgary, Alberta?
That's right.
Okay, so tell us about yourself and your music, Nadia.
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter born and raised in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I've been here pretty much most of my life, and then I moved around quite a bit for school and for music mostly. So I've lived in Vancouver, Los Angeles, Toronto, and New York. New York being one of my favorite places, and I'm hoping to get back there again soon. So right now I'm just promoting my album Arrival. It's the debut album, and we have the song Julian as the single, and it's playing on quite a few radio stations in Canada, so we're pretty excited about that. And I did my undergrad here in Calgary, and then I decided I really wanted to pursue music. So I had been taking lessons since I was a bit younger and just dove right into that.
Okay, that's great. So now music is your number one priority. It's your career?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, Julian is playing on our playlist right now, and also Arrival, so your debut CD, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's really exciting. And, it was a slow start at first because Calgary doesn't have as much of an audience, I thought, for things that maybe stray a little bit further away from the indie rock genre. And it was sometimes difficult to find gigs, but now the music industry here is really growing and it's becoming a lot more diverse. So that's also really exciting that my hometown is kind of a lot more supportive of different kinds of music. It's still not quite like central Canada, but it's getting there hopefully soon.
Good. Now, you describe your music as indie rock. I was reading it's a combination between pop and rock and soul.
Yes. No, I mean, actually in the past, Calgary was only accepting of indie rock.
Okay.
So now I think they're being a little bit more broad-minded, and the clubs and things like that will take things that aren't strictly that, you know, sort of limited type of music. And my music is not strictly indie rock. It's sort of a combination of soul rock and I would like to say singer-songwriter. So I think the slower tunes really lend themselves to the singer-songwriter genre, and then the other tunes, you know, can get a little bit more rocking, and especially they'll sometimes have a Janis Joplin-y sort of soul vibe to them.
Good, and Janis Joplin, I was reading she's actually one of your influences, as well as the Beatles, Stevie
yeah.
Wonder, Prince, and a few others.
Yeah, I have kind of a big range there.
Yeah, that's pretty neat, yeah. And what's also interesting is that I was reading you combine your songs with a sort of poetry, too.
Yeah, well, I'm very, very influenced by Leonard Cohen just because I think he's one of the greatest songwriters out there. And I got to see him live, actually, at Radio City Music Hall last year. That was amazing because I had never been to Radio City, and I'd also never seen Leonard Cohen in concert, so the combination was just awesome, and he was flawless, of course. And I love his poetry and the fact that he can bring that into music. And I think Stevie Wonder does that to some extent as well. And but Stevie kind of still maintains a lot of danceability and that kind of thing, whereas Leonard Cohen kind of keeps it very, I would say, minimalistic in terms of rhythm, and he's not, you know, trying to get everybody up and dancing type of thing. So I like the different aspects of both of those artists.
Good. You're being well received. You're doing a lot of touring, I guess, this summer between Canada and New York?
Yes. I'm going to be sort of touring the northeast part of the United States. Some more dates are going to be coming up, but right now New Jersey, New York, upstate New York, and then I'll be coming into Canada and doing dates all throughout Ontario. So It should be great, and I'm hoping to add a few more festival dates in Ontario as well. So as those come up, they'll be listed on the new website. And,
Good. Sounds like a busy schedule. Now, you write all your own songs, Nadia?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. And do you get inspiration, like, on the moment? Or?
I definitely do. I would like to be more of a disciplined writer where I could set aside 2 hours in the morning and just write. But I don't tend to be that kind of writer. I'm also more of a night owl, so I tend to have all of my inspiration strike me when I'm lying in bed or something like that. So I always keep something next to me on my night table, my nightstand, and a little recorder and also a little piece of paper. Sometimes, you know, it's not there when I'm hoping it's there, and I end up writing it on, you know, a piece of paper, like a towel or something, you know, whatever's there.
That's pretty interesting, too. Pretty creative there. Okay. Now, your album, Arrival, is there any particular song that is your favorite, or?
Yeah, I think we always have our favorites, and for me, I think lyrically, I really feel close to the song Mother. It was one of the earlier songs I had written, and I've had that song around for a long time, really wanted to put it on an album, and sometimes can be, I would say, construed in a different way, the very literal form, you know, Mother.
Okay.
I've killed my brother, but then there's, for me, it was about Mother Earth, and I wanted to say that in a metaphorical way, the way that we treat each other and the planet, because I feel like everything is really one system, and the people, the humans, and every other living thing and non-living thing is connected, and so the way we treat each other and the way we treat the environment is all very destructive, and it ends up truly affecting ourselves in the end, you know.
Interesting. Good insight there. Now, if somebody wants to learn more about you or your music, where can they go?
Well, right now they can go to my Facebook fan page, which is www.facebook.com Nadia Kazmi Music.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can also go to my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Nadia Kazmi. But the new website should be up very shortly, probably next week, and it's going to be great. We're really excited about it. It's going to have a blog and comments from fans and everything. So that's going to be at nadiakazmi.com.
Okay, and Kazmi, K-A-Z-M-I, I believe?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay, good. Do you have any videos, too?
Yes, actually, the new video for Julian is going to post the day that the website comes out. So I'm going to put it up on the website and, of course, YouTube and everything else. So if people want to look out for that next week. It was filmed in Paris. I was in Paris during the month of January, and I thought, why not capitalize on this? So we did a very, shall I say, budget-oriented indie video.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a lot of fun. Good. Well,
yeah.
We look forward to that. That's very exciting.
Yes.
Okay, good.
To it as well.
And you can buy the album on iTunes, I guess, and on your website, too?
You can on iTunes, my website, Amazon.com, Rhapsody. It's available everywhere.
Okay, great. Anything else you want to add before we go, Nadia?
No, I just wanted to say hello to all of your listeners in Quebec, and I hope they enjoy my music. And if they do, come drop me a line on my Facebook page, and we'll chat.
Great. Well, thanks very much, Nadia, and all the best.
Mother,
thank you. Bye.
I am a killer. My brother down. Wanna say I did it for the struggle, but I took his life as he lay in the night. So as the green grass grows brown, how and low grows all around. You disappear.
CJMQ 88.9 FM. That was Nadia Kazmi, and the song we just heard was called Mother. It's off her album called Arrival.